This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, good morning, good morning. I just said to Marco, Marco clipped that Jason Kelce clip, and that was the first I heard of it. My man is talking about, yo, that's what you're doing on your way out? Goodbye. Hope the Eagles never get to another Super Bowl. I grew up thinking they would never win a Super Bowl. Jason Kelce, you got choked up when you started talking about male genitalia. We can't say that. He just said that. Oh, man. Sorry, I got dumped. I think that's one of the first times that Paul had to dump what I said. So, Jason Kelce.
We had to dump hat. You could say hat one half, not the other. You said both.
You can't say the
Kelce only said the one
part.
That is clear for air.
You probably couldn't.
We talk about balls every day with sports.
You can say the beans, not the Frank.
Yo, that's hilarious, bro. I knew I didn't need to waste any time watching Jason Kelce retire today. I knew I didn't have to waste one millisecond on clicking on any of that video. The first little bit of audio that I hear from this man, he gets choked up talking about, you know, the biggest D on the team and the biggest balls. Get out of here, bro. Go home, please. Get out of here. Go. Go now. Go do your podcast. Drink some beers. Be a family man. We've had enough. Go put on your mummer's costume. Go out there to Philly and do whatever you Philly heads do. 877-337-6666. I'm good on it. That just took me out. I was not expecting it. Loopy on the late night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to 2 a.m. My boy got choked up. That's your man's. Spike, that's where you're going. You're going to Philly to go kick it with these heads. I saw a tweet. I think Field Yates said put a statue up for this guy. So they're going to have a Nick Foles statue and a Jason Kelce statue. Yeah, Philly. I blame Bill Belichick. I blame Tom Brady and them for that. I'm holding that against them. Should have never went down. But yeah, you guys know what we're talking about. We're talking sports. We've hit on the Rangers. We've hit on the Brooklyn Nets, the Knicks. The one thing I didn't say about the Knicks is, like, how is Josh Hart not your favorite player, bro? How is he not your favorite player? I know he might not have the best offensive game, but, like, he brings it. He hustles. He is a New York Knick. And, like, he personifies New York. I'm going to hit this dagger three in the corner that you least expect, and then I'm going to pop your chain. And as we complain about the officials, we complain about the refs, that's a tech. As you hear me talking about Nick Claxton getting a tech and Lonnie Walker with a flagrant foul and the Brooklyn Nets being broken, my man hits the game-winning shot, the dagger, and then goes over to Donovan Mitchell, pops his chain. He's inactive. He got a DNP. You gotta love Josh Hart for doing that. No matter what happens this season, that is an epic moment. The refs are so blind, they don't even see it. You're like, something's gotta be called there. Hey, you're not allowed to do that. 877-337-6666. Phil is down in Durham, North Carolina. He's been waiting the longest. Go for it, Phil.
Thank you so much, Keith. I was going to do a Rangers point, but you had said so much in between, I got to go with a few different things here.
We can do both. Go for it.
Well, one is that because you mentioned the Kelces and how much you hate all that, you know they're going to make a reality TV show out of that crap now. You know it's going to be keeping up the Kelces here pretty soon.
Yeah, Catching Kelce, dating show. Now it's going to be Keeping Up with the Kelces. Taylor Swift's going to get a cut out of it. Like I said, why do I know his mom's name? Why do I know his wife's name? They don't play. I know Donna Kelce and Kylie Kelce because they forced them on us, bro. Like I'm good on it. Please retire. And I hope next year Travis retires and rides off to the sunset to the Eras tour. I'm good.
Oh, no, there's no sunset for that. He might retire, but they're going to milk this thing out for years to come, my friend.
The NFL's first family. Like, I was cool with the Gronkowski brothers, even the Watt brothers, the Peyton Manning and Eli Manning and Archie Manning doesn't want to be in the new EA Sports NCAA game. But, like, the Kelces have just started to, like, really, like, how many commercials, how many viral clips, they're just everywhere. And even today, I'm like, no, I don't, this is not for me. His retirement speech, goodbye. I don't need it.
It's a monster, man. It's a monster. It's not going to stop. With that said, you know, I grew up going to independent league games with the Long Island Ducks. I worked in minor league baseball for about 7 years. So I don't mind all the cheerleaders and stuff, but I got to say there's something that would be better for baseball. You know, the Yankees don't do, and I know they did it like maybe once and it made headlines. Why not more firework games? I mean, that's not much of a joke, and I think that would attract fans.
Bro,
the Yankees did it.
I met Lon Trost at the fireworks game this year, and I was the most faded that I had been at a game this season. It was amazing. The Yankees won, and we got to stay in the stadium. Shout out to Casamigos. I was front row in Legends, and the fireworks going off over the stadium. It was magical, man. They need to do that. I know the Mets do it pretty much like once a month, or like they have fireworks. The Yankees don't do it too much. But that was a moment. That was a great game. The Yankees should do that a lot more.
But would you take that over, I mean, you know, I don't even know what you would call things like Yankee cheerleaders or another Aaron Judge bobblehead? I mean, you know, I'm starting to get, you know, some of the giveaways. I'll give them credit for what they did 2 years ago with the John and Susan bobbleheads. That was smart, but it's just starting to get repetitive. I mean, you know, like, look to what some of the minor league teams are doing. I think the team in, what is it, the team in Trenton,
the Somerset Patriots are doing a Jersey Diners night. I will be there, and they're already selling merch. I need all of that New Jersey Diner merch.
They're doing a Soprano night, I think, too.
I'm with that as well.
I mean, you know, have fun with that. I mean, I'm not opposed to any of it. I think baseball can still have fun with that kind of thing. So,
well, it's one thing to have a dance crew on top of the dugout, and that's completely different than a bobblehead. That's completely different than fireworks night. Having a twerk team on top of the dugout when you're down 5 runs in the fourth inning, it's like, man,
I guess so. Get
them out of my face.
Yeah, I guess so.
A bunch of guys breakdancing on top of the dugout with hoodies, and you're like, your starter just got pulled in the fourth inning. You're not going to want to see that.
But it's the Mets. They got to distract their fans with something.
Meet the Mets. Thanks for the call, Phil. Step right up and meet the Queens crew. Hey, don't stop. Pop that. It's going to be dope. Like, just give it a chance, guys. Speaking of the Yankees promotional items, like, I'm going to games this year, bro. I got my wife, we had the conversation. I'm like, listen, Jack was born in the beginning of baseball season. I held it down. And I also wasn't popping out at games while I wasn't on air. And, like, that's over with now. You know, like, I'm on the fan. I'm going to be on at night anyway. Like, let's just, you know, you got to come home from work. The boy goes to sleep before first pitch. We set it up so his bedtime is at 7 o'clock. He's older now. You don't need me. Like, I got to be back outside. I'm in the field with it, right? I have to go to the games. And the Yankees have that Aaron Judge 62 bobblehead that they were supposed to give out last year, but it rained or something. So they're like, yeah, next year. But they, you know, they had the Roger Maris and Aaron Judge bobblehead that you're supposed to get together. That one's prolonged. Gerrit Cole has a Jedi bobblehead. Need that. Yankees hockey jersey night. Need that. Oh, Juan Soto's only here for a year, but you can get a Juan Soto basketball jersey with the number 22 on it. This year, they flipped it, so it's Yankee pinstripes. It's white with the blue pinstripes, not last year when we had Judge with the blue and the white pinstripes. Last year, it said Yankees in script across the front. This year, they got the regular Yankees logo on the chest. I have four Aaron Judge basketball jerseys. If you want one, hit me up. I can give somebody one. I'll be there to collect, and I bet you I finessed about 3-4 Juan Soto basketball jerseys this year. And you know the great thing about the Yankees and Yankee jerseys? Juan Soto could leave and decide he wants to play for the, the Bay Stars out in the NPB. And that 22 jersey is going to be valid. That's Roger Clemens. And I got me a Roger Clemens basketball jersey. What else? What else is on the giveaway? Oh, a fireworks night. Let's run it back. July 3rd. They will be doing a fireworks night. I told you I was at fireworks night, so I will see you there for that. Oh, a football jersey night. That looked like a Giants jersey. Yankees football jersey. But double zero is not swag because, like, no, you'll never see 00 on a football field. You'll see 10. So I hope somebody gets to the Yankees before they print out a bunch of Yankees football jerseys with 00 on it because that's not it. That's a miss if they actually do that. 877-337, you know the number to dial. Chris is in Maryland. What's up, Chris? You're on the Fan.
I'm sorry. I missed the Jason Kelsey thing, so perhaps you can play that again so I can laugh. I missed it. I don't even know what I was calling you about in the first place. Soto, I'm glad to hear. I've been kind of getting what I can about how he's doing. Apparently he's hitting well. No, here's what I'll tell you about Juan. First of all, I'd love an Aaron Judge jersey, and I don't know if that could be arranged, but I can give you an old Oakland A Reggie Jackson baseball card, but it's here nor there. I have a Juan Soto signed baseball all the way from Los Angeles, where my brother lives, and he got me a baseball. He lost the bet to me, and I said, that's what I want.
So now we're bartering on the Fan. I probably
no, I'm not said. Bartering with you. I got a one. I'm not giving away the one.
I just got a Jesus just tweeted at me, hey, Keith, let me get that Judge jersey. I'm like, oh, what did I do now? I'm like, I'm letting people know I got these jerseys. Now people are actually trying to come claim them.
I like Judge. I like to play.
If you're at spring training, this is what I plan on doing. I'm going to bring them down to spring training and give them the people at spring training. I think there I got two go. To give
That's
at spring
good.
Training.
That's good. Yeah. So Soto's, I hear he's doing okay. And he's just like, he's kind of reminded me of Bryce Harper a little bit. They're young. They're so good. They were good at 15. That's mm-hmm. what they're born to do. He's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to sign before the end of the year. I think he wants to.
No, he's not. There's no extension. I understand.
But I think if things go well and you got Judge there to take the limelight off him, I think there's it's either going to be the Yankees or Dodgers that he signs with, ultimately. I know the Nationals did 442.
He doesn't want to be out west, and the Dodgers have too much money. I don't think the Dodgers are in it. I think it's really the Mets and Yankees. I think as we thought, Yamamoto was between the Mets and Yankees.
Well, then it's got to be the Yankees. Why would he want to go to the losing Mets?
You said it, not me.
Well, they got a ways to go, and really, Pete, I like Pete Alonso, too. Nothing wrong with that. I love the Nationals, but I like players.
You literally have Mets fans that are like, well, whatever with Pete, trade him. We want Alonso, or we want Soto, forget Alonso. I'm like, yeah, what?
I'd take Soto over Alonso, too, but is Pete a Boris client as well?
You can have them both. Yeah, they're both Boris clients, and you have a $13 billion owner. You can have them both. Just kidding. You can't have Juan Soto.
Well, why you got to take Grissom with Soto because he got traded. He's the guy who made the error on the ball. Soto hitting the
ball. Not for nothing. Grissom has hit the ball out of the park and made some diving catches. I was saying over the weekend, hey, everybody's worried about Judge in center. Grisham's going to be sitting on that bench ready to relieve him. When the Yankees got a 3-4 run lead, start getting ready to see Judge come out of center field and Trent Grisham come in the 6th, 7th.
Yeah, you need to get Judge out of center. That because there's
They're not going to be like, yeah, Judge, play the first 30 games in center field every day. It's not going down with that toe that they say they constantly have to monitor and maintenance. Yeah. Part of that maintenance is having a plan to take him out of center field and not absolutely need him in center.
Exactly. Totally agree. And I figure they'd probably back Soto in front of him since he walks so much. But that's here nor there. You guys do that your way. I'm rooting. Look, I got my Orioles, I got my Nationals, and I got the Padres because I lived there for a spell. But if the Yankees face the Dodgers, I hope Soto stomps a hole in the Dodgers just like Reggie did years ago. I can't remember what else I called you about. I want to laugh, though, about the Jason Taylor, or Kelsey, if you can. But I think that was, what the heck was I going to say? I can't remember. Anyway, I'll be calling you. I listened to Steve Summers over the weekend because of you.
Good.
Not about you, but because of you. I was getting the signal pretty good. It usually goes away in the 6 a.m. to, 6 p.m. and then I start getting it again. But anyway, that was it, buddy. Have a good one. Thank you. And the spring, the weather. It's springtime. It's baseball time.
Yes, sir. 877-337-6666. I hope you guys listen to Steve over the weekend. It's a time machine. As soon as he gets on, it's like you're traveling back in time, but you're in modern time. He is one of one, iconic. What he's able to do on the radio, nobody can duplicate. And that's why I told you guys I wasn't trying to fill his shoes. That'd be dumb. That'd be dumb for me to come in here and try and be Steve. No one can. Right? And even in the beginning, I was having this conversation with one of my boys this weekend because we both were listening to Steve. I was like, bro, that's why I didn't really try to, do any of the nods to, Captain Midnight. I joked around. I'm like, I'm Captain Mick Midnight or, I didn't do any of the overnight under the covers. This isn't the overnight. He's special. He's just a certain sound and voice and way and approach about doing radio that no one can duplicate. No one can be him. No one can replace him. And I knew that I would have to come in with my own style and my own lane and my own sayings. And now 3 years later, you guys know the things that I say, whether it's KM to AM or KM to 2 AM. Good morning, when we flip the calendar, when we go to the next day. The universe never unconnects. We take this a day at a time, a series at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time. There's just a lot of things. Stay down till you come up. And, Steve is fantastic. He's obviously up there in age. And I know, he comes in on the weekend and does his thing. I don't think he would be capable of doing Monday through Friday 5-hour shows like I do or, these late-night shows like I do. But still being able to have him and his presence around is awesome. The last thing I'll say about it is shout-out to my guy TJ, who called in this weekend. And he'd been telling me for weeks, y'all, there's something I wanted to tell Steve. It's a full circle thing. I just never got to tell him. And he hit me, and I happened to be out to dinner with my wife, and I didn't see it right away. I saw it half an hour later, but he hit me to try and get on. And without me having to really, force it, I'd text Paulie, and Paulie's like, I got him. He's in the queue. And I got to hear his call, and he basically said how when he first started driving when he was 17, he was listening to Steve Summers, and Steve also told, his story of how he made it and what he's done. And my boy TJ has made it to work for the Yes Network in a great position. And, Steve Summers inspired him he got to say that on air. And I just felt that. And I'm like, that is the type of stuff that I'm talking about when I say inspire or retire. I've connected with so many young kids that listen to my show, whether it's a DM on TikTok or LinkedIn or someone sees me at the Pinstripe Pride event, and then I'll hit them with my email. And there's so many young guys, I'm doing their podcast or I'm giving them game because I understand it's bigger than me. I understand how powerful this radio station is. I understand how powerful this microphone is. I understand that I might be here today, gone tomorrow. Whether, there's things out of my control or in my control, but while I'm here, while I get this opportunity, I want somebody listening to be like, if Keith did it, I can do it. Or to say, Keith did it, how did Keith do it, and apply it to their own path and their own way. So shout out to Steve for letting us know that, like, yo, for 2 years, you know, he wasn't working and telling you guys little things like that. I do the same to let you know, like, not all of us were just on this rocket ship to the fan. Not all of us just, like, got to the top without struggling. That struggle makes you, that struggle prepares you for when the mic is on. 87-7-33-7, and Dave is in Comac, New York.
Of course. Who does that sound like to you, Keith?
I don't know. That, of course, is that a Steve Summers impression?
That's where I got that from. Very easy to imitate.
Yeah.
Me here, you there, and behind the glass is Conor McGregor, or whoever it is tonight.
Conor McGregor. Conor Green. Usually Paulie or...
Or Fliegelman.
Yeah, Michael Fliegelman. Yep.
So, anyway, such a beautiful thing to watch the Rangers lose.
here we go. Dave from Comac with the Islanders slant. I haven't mentioned the Islanders. How could I leave them
Florida,
out?
Florida. Of all teams, the Florida Panthers.
A little bit of a reality check tonight watching that Panthers-Rangers game in the Garden.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned the other time that I talked to you. Have you heard from Miriam again?
I talked to Miriam. I think I've talked to you more recently than I talked to Miriam. I think you and I have spoken twice since I've talked to Miriam.
I heard your Devils fired the coach, and that according
it's
to
time.
Shannon, he thinks that the Devils are going to be maybe taking on players. He thinks that the Islanders are doing nothing, which I thought they'd be trading away another one of their first-round draft picks for probably Tarasenko. But I think that's a bad move. They should be holding on to their first-round draft pick.
Coming up this week, stay tuned to The Fan, Friday.
Yep.
Trade deadline. I'll be
on. But on the brighter side of things, they beat Boston. That was quite impressive.
Yeah.
But there's still a chance they won't make the playoffs.
There's still a chance that they will, though. They're ahead of the Devils, and just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about their neck and neck. And that's why I say
the Rangers' biggest nightmare is to play the Islanders in the first round.
You think so?
Yep, and you can bet they'll show up for that.
Well, let's see what the deadline does. Let's see if the Islanders, you know, just stay with the guys that they've got. I expect the Rangers to be active as I talk about.
Didn't think the Rangers would be doing anything either because the Rangers have a cap problem.
Yeah, but you don't have a team like this. And do nothing at the deadline. You don't have a team like this and say we're good when there's obvious things that need to be addressed.
Okay.
All the Rangers fans online. I mean, I could just look at the WFAN Rangers fans and them crying online today. They tell me everything I need to know.
Like I said, poor Rangers. I feel so sorry for
Capo
them.
Capo Caco.
But I hope that your Devils make the playoffs because it's either if Boston doesn't beat them, the Devils will.
I don't know about the Devils. I'd like them to make the playoffs, but I don't think they have it, man. I've watched them these last couple weeks and some of these games. I'm just like, what is this? What happened to this team? What happened?
They lost five players to the sex rep.
Yeah, and you lost Dougie Hamilton. And you know, I've kind of omitted that whole scandal from the Canadian. It's. I read a story on that. And I'm like, damn. But yeah, that's a hit that they took. They've been talking about the goalie situation forever, and here comes another trade deadline. Let's see what they do. They're all in though. They know that they've had so many lean years, and after what the Devils did last year. They're not trying to pass on this year. They're trying to see it through because once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. So,
Boston. That's Boston and Colorado. Those are the two Achilles heels for the Rangers.
We'll see if they dance this year. Thanks for the call. 87-7-33-7. And you know what? Her ears had to be ringing. Or maybe she was just awake listening to The Fan. Obviously, next up, it's Miriam in Forest Hills.
Well, I have bad news for you.
What happened?
The Devils get to play the Panthers, too.
Yeah, the Devils' schedule coming up is not, I just don't believe.
No.
Yeah, I just can't believe when I see who they're about to play, that they're about to go on a run. They just went through the patch where they should have went on a run and strung together some wins.
And you know why? If you saw the third period of the Ranger game, the Panthers just went on and just won. That's
all. That's why I said it was a reality check, because
No, they'd won. They won. They had a,
it's a reality check for the Rangers and the Rangers fans. Like, they're a really good team. And if they want to just go out there and close the game and take the game, you didn't stop them tonight.
That's right. And the other deal is that the Islanders, though, get to come back and beat up on the Blues that beat them 2 weeks ago 4-0. So tonight the Islanders win. They'll have 68 points. And the Devils will be stuck at 64.
Yeah, with Travis Green. You're familiar with him?
Yeah. Oh, yes. He played for the Islanders for a little while.
Right.
Oh, yes, 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 and I have a feeling that, unfortunately, the Devil's problem is, as much as I would, you know, maybe get them, they won't, because Nico Dawes is not doing as well as he was before, and Vitek Vanacek is out, and how long he'll be out, you don't
know. It's panic time. I said to Paulie earlier when we were talking about the Devils firing Lindy Ruff, I'm like, oh, this is a break glass in case of an emergency.
Well,
goodbye, Lindy. We know we gave you an extension. Thank you for all you've done. This is a tough conversation for us, but we got to get something going now.
No, I don't think they're going to fire Lindy Ruff. I think they just have to wait it out, because that's what happened to the Islanders. You know, after Lane Lambert left,
they already fired him. You know that. What are you saying? You don't think they're going to fire Lindy Ruff?
Well, no, I don't think so. And
no, that's confirmed. You didn't hear that today?
No. Well, I don't know.
Travis Green is stepping in for Lindy Ruff.
Well, that's good. That'll help.
Yeah.
That'll help a lot.
I saw that come through. I'm like, well, they heard the fans chanting, fire Lindy.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, Travis Green is going to be fine then.
Yeah, but he's not going to be fine in this next week when the Devils face the Panthers, the Hurricanes, and the Rangers all in the next 7 days.
Well, that'll be interesting. I like Travis Green, though. He was a good hockey player.
Sure, yeah. Here we go. Buckle your seatbelts.
That's right. Well, you know, Patrick Waugh's doing pretty good. You know, he's got, what, 7-5-3 now, so it's not bad.
Yeah, I honestly think the Islanders have a better shot here than the Devils. I don't think either one of them make it, but if I had to put a dollar on one, I'd put it on the Isles.
Me too, because you know something else that's wrong? And as much as I like Travis Green, is that you don't have a goalie that's steady, okay? As much as I think, I hope Vitek Vanacek heals and comes back, because he has the most wins of any of your goalies.
Yeah, and but nobody really believes in him either. The Devils fans and even the players were so ready to be like, Nico Dawes, here we go, that's the guy.
No. He's 9-8-1.
No, he's not. He had a couple decent games and had a good stretch and a good run, but like, I don't know.
No,
they trade for a goalie. Maybe that's coming. Maybe the Devils trade for a goalie. Here we come.
Well, you know, there are people. There are people out there. You never know.
Yeah, but you got to give to get. That's what I always remind people too. It's a trade. Both sides. You have to give to get.
One of the colleges has a goalie named Simon, and I can't think of it, which one right now. He's from Slovakia. His name is Simon, something like Simon Kostum or something, I think. And he was pretty good in college games. But you got to see, you know, who you're going to get. And soon the college tournament will come up, so you can watch that.
Yeah, but up is the March Madness NCAA basketball tournament. And then we got baseball, then we got the pro days and the draft. Oh, Miriam, I think one night you might have called me and someone else called me. They asked if I had pet insurance for my cat, Luna.
Do you?
Yes, we do. My wife looked at me like, of course. Whoa. Are you kidding? Yeah.
It's expensive. I don't. I do have, though. I can, you know, if I need to. He gets a checkup every year. And
yeah,
he's pretty good.
We take very good care of her.
Good.
I take a lot of pride in taking care of her. She sleeps literally on me, and when we wake up in the morning, I feed her like immunity powder and this puree cream to mix it in so that she's not just and then I give her Temptations when she is cooperating and being a good girl, and then she's got an automatic feeder that, you know, feeds her once a day with a good amount at like 5 p.m.
No, I have a bowl with slots so that he doesn't eat too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You put the little pieces in the slots, and he eats slower, so he doesn't throw it up. And he does better. He has water, and he has everything.
She has learned to, ration herself. She stretches it. Like, when I go home tonight, there'll still be some in there from 5 p.m. She knows the deal now.
That's good. That's good. How old is she now?
She'll be 3 May 15th.
Three. Good. Okay.
It's crazy. Crazy. Yeah. Like, my wife got her because she's like, you're going to be on the radio at night. I'm going to be here by myself. So she, like, coexists with the time that I've been on the radio.
Does she sit? Does the baby pet her? Does he pet
the
her?
The baby has finally learned gentle. Don't grab her hair. Like, don't pull her hair. Gently with your open hand.
That's right.
After she pawed him 3 times and broke the skin and he bled a couple times and screamed and cried, they figured it out.
No. The one thing you should let him do is let him hear her purr and how nice it is.
He loves her. He like I have these like ropes that I play with them, and when I go to entertain her, he's like, ah! He like gets super geeked up for that. It's his favorite thing.
I love it. Oh, it's wonderful. They're nice to kids. Well, Tiger hides, you know. He's not a people cat, really. But he'll come, he hasn't because he lived with 5 other cats and didn't get that much attention. So now he gets all the attention from me.
Yeah, that's the opposite of my tune. She gets all the attention. She's the only cat. Miriam, thanks for the call. We got to go to the break. We're up against it. 877-337-6666 if you'd like to join the show. We got to go. BRB.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the photo. And the Knicks go up by 1 with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good drop for the New Jersey Devils. This is Hip Hop Hooray, Naughty by Nature, Newark's finest. And, you know, they play that in Prudential Center to rock. Heath McPherson rocking on The Fan, 877-337-6666. So, I mean, I have so much in my notes, but the NFL is king. The NFL dominates. The NFL rules. And I know you guys just want to really talk about the NFL. And there's a bunch of things that came across my timeline today, and we'll review a little bit of those and then get back to the phones. I just saw Trey Wingo said, what are we doing? When Tom Pelissero put out a tweet that said, no surprises, the new kickoff rule crafted by the NFL special teams coordinators will allow teams to attempt an onside kick only when trailing in the fourth quarter and require them to declare it in advance. They are literally changing the game. And it's not a safety thing. And you might have seen that the NFL was going to consider the XFL's kickoff, and it's just like, I think we're doing too much here. I know they're going to try and ban the hip drop tackle. They're going to get an electronic yard marker system, which is fine because the whole chain gain thing is like, oh, we're still doing that. That's how we're measuring. Like, it's an inexact science spotting the ball, and we're literally still measuring it by guys running out with these chains and putting a marker down. Anywho, something else interesting that I came across from Kayvon Thibodeau. You know what is really tiresome? The fact that we have Kayvon Thibodeau and Tom Thibodeau, and you have to, in your brain... Fleeks just laughed like you did it the opposite. Like, Loopy on a late night. In your brain, as a radio host, you have to think before you say Tom Thibodeau and Kayvon Thibodeau. It's tricky, man. This town ain't big enough for the both of them. Of course it is. We had Joe Judge and Aaron Judge, a lot easier to say. We've had plenty of Wilsons, Garrett Wilson, Zach Wilson. Anywho, Kayvon Thibodeau, he's out there on Twitter. He's talking some talk, man. You should follow him. I think he's working on a podcast. That's how I even came to find his Twitter. Was, you know, he did the podcast with my guy Miro and Carmelo Anthony. And, you know, he's speaking. And he's always speaking. He's always got something to say. So there was a report that came out from NFL Rumors that said, breaking, it seems like the NFL is going to push the NFLPA to agree to expand the season to 18 regular season games. I remember Boomer Esiason literally saying that the week of the Super Bowl, and I got on here and I said, Boomer doesn't just say things, especially with the NFL and who he's around and what he knows. Boomer doesn't get on WFAN, the number one morning show, and just put something out there if there isn't something to it, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire. So I also have had this whole conversation about injuries and how the NFL, they don't care about safety. They don't care about injuries. It's all about the almighty dollar. And if they can add another game, they're going to add another game. And if they can push the Super Bowl back to be in the weekend of President's Weekend, and then we all get that Monday off, it's going to happen. Kayvon Thibodeau comes out to say, let's negotiate players getting equity in gambling. Too much money being made. And for us to not get a cut, it doesn't make sense. The two ways of spelling it. He says extra game. Basically, you know, continuing with another tweet. Extra game. More sports betting. Why would we settle for an extra week off rather than a profit share? Win, lose, or draw, owners and NFL personnel make money off gambling. Let's talk about it. So follow at Kayvon T on Twitter for more of that. And, you know, I already mentioned him doing the podcast with the kid Miro. Shout out to Joel. I got to hit Miro up, try and get him back on the Fan. I know he joined me real early. He joined me right around the time that Desus and Miro split. And then he went on to talk about that whole thing on his podcast. But he also was talking about Kayvon, and they were talking about Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. And it's just obvious that, you know, he alluded to the fact that, oh, Saquon was X amount of our offense, 30% of our offense. He felt like, you know, yeah, they believe in Daniel Jones. They're not saying Daniel Jones is a bum. They're not saying he's a bust. I don't think anyone could say that. But they felt like Saquon should have been paid. You may remember last week I had Ryan Dunleavy on. Ryan Dunleavy covers your New York football Giants for the New York Post. And he put out a tweet earlier today that said so many of the Giants' issues this offseason would have been solved if they gave Saquon an extra $2 million guaranteed and tagged Daniel Jones to come prove it again. Probably cost you signing Bobby Okereke last season, but gives you a lot more room this offseason to add a comparable linebacker and so much more. And he quote tweeted the tweet that everybody's seeing and picking up now with one Rich Eisen, who run, Rich, run. You see him at the combine, you know who he is. Rich Eisen basically went out there and told the world this about Daniel Jones, but we've been telling you this. I just said, Fleegs, I listened to your show this weekend. You talked about it. C-Mac every night is talking about it. C-Mac is probably going to come in here tonight to talk about it. Obviously, I'm going to talk about it. And after we play this clip, I'm going to give you my Keto Day 5-0, my Cinco Day Keto, on the five reasons why they have to be done with Daniel Jones. Let's play what Rich Eisen had to say today.
Number three of my top five rumors I heard at the combine is the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Absolutely done.
Might have to play him this year.
Whoa.
But that ain't it. and they feel that ain't it. The words I heard at the combine multiple times, two words were buyer's remorse.
Daniel Jones already won. Daniel Jones is rich for life. Daniel Jones is rich forever after he collects another $35, $40 million this year. But it's not a secret. Why are they interviewing all these quarterbacks? It's not a secret. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll said they've done more work on this draft than any other draft. Why do you need to do so much work? Well, obviously you have a lot of holes to fill, but you're not going anywhere without a franchise quarterback. Daniel Jones is not a franchise quarterback. The end. Patrick Mahomes, we all ooh and ah about the Super Bowl and how great he was and back-to-back Super Bowls. The Kansas City Chiefs' fortunes changed when they moved up to draft that young man. As I'm laughing at Jason Kelce crying, talking about male genitalia and getting emotional, he was under Andy Reid. Andy Reid never won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. He never won a Super Bowl until he had the right quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. The Giants have to go get the right quarterback. They had the right quarterback once upon a time. Eli Manning got him two of them things. And you know what the difference between Eli Manning and David Gettleman's supposed Eli Manning clone? Eli Manning was available all the time. He was a legit Iron Man. Yeah, he might throw some interceptions. Yeah, he might not put up the greatest numbers. But when it was winning time, the last name on the back of his jersey was legit, and he was clutch. And you need another guy like that. In this modern-day NFL, you need a guy better than that. The potential out that comes in this contract next year, 2025, when we talk about Russell Wilson and that $85 million dead cap money that the Broncos are about to eat, the Giants would only have to eat $22 million of that. And they're one of the wealthiest franchises in the sport. That's nothing. That's nothing. Let's hit this Keto Day 5. Keto Day 5 on the Fan. Cinco de Keto. Oh, Cinco de Keto. One, Daniel Jones is damaged Jones. He's damaged goods. The neck injury is career threatening. I heard him say that to Kay Adams last year. No guarantee he returns from the ACL in time to play this season. If you listen to me and I did the timeline with Kyler Murray's return and his return, you can't sell me that he's ready for training camp. I don't believe it until I see it. Is he the same player that had the biggest year of his career that got him the money with his legs, running for first downs, running for touchdowns, not throwing that many touchdowns? That number was 15. Number one, Daniel Jones is damaged Jones. He's damaged goods. You can't tell me that this franchise is really relying on him. Number two. Brian Daboll's supposed to be a quarterback guy. He's a quarterback whisperer, right? Oh, yeah, he made Josh Allen. Josh Allen became a turnover machine after, he separated from him. Daniel Jones was supposed to be a similar prototype, right? Daniel Jones had his best year after Brian Daboll started off week one chewing him out in front of everybody. Brian Daboll got the most out of Tyrod Taylor. He had Tyrod Taylor throwing for 300 yards. Tyrod Taylor couldn't complete two-yard passes to win the game. Tyrod Taylor was losing the game within the five-yard line against the Bills and the Rams. But somehow, Brian Daboll was able to get 300-yard games out of him. Tommy Cutlets, man. Tommy DeVito, the pride of Don Bosco Prep. When he entered that game against the Jets, I said, be the story. I thought they were going to let him play. They were so shook. They did not let this man throw the ball in the rain against that Jets defense. And then, what do you know? They get in the lab, and he goes on a three-game winning streak. They beat the Commanders. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Packers. Probably shouldn't have beat the Patriots and the Commanders, because then you'd be in the top of the draft having your choice of Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Who knows? And if you look at these new mock drafts, they're showing that Drake May, Jaden Daniels, these guys could fall. The top two teams are going to take quarterbacks, and that's my next. 3-3-3-3-3. The Commanders are picking at 2. They are definitely taking a quarterback. It ain't going to be Caleb Williams, the hometown kid, but it's going to be Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and it's not going to be J.J. McCarthy. The Giants might end up taking J.J. McCarthy, but the third one is, yo, the Commanders in your division are about to take their young quarterback with their new owner, their new head coach, their new regime. They're hitting the reset button. They should change that goofy-ass name. But either way, you're going to face that quarterback. You might see him this season. You might see him this year. And that quarterback will forever be linked with whatever quarterback the Giants select in this draft. You don't want to be picking 6. You pick Daniel Jones 6. The Commanders are taking a guy at 2. You should take your guy at 6 or try to trade up or whatever and land your man. It's all about where the talent lands as well, right? Who says Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury are going to turn whatever prospect they get into the next great quarterback? I would trust Brian Daboll because you've seen him work with less. 3-3-4-4-4-4-4. Daboll has to draft his guy. His guy also becomes Joe Shane's guy. They're attached at the hip. They've done more work on this draft than the last two. They had a head of schedule first year, a step back this year. They have to sustain, like they have to win games this year. They have to keep some hope alive. You know what drafting your guy does? It keeps hope alive for the future no matter what happens this year with Daniel Jones taking most of the snaps if healthy. You know what drafting your guy also does? You have to see that out. It extends your time. It gives you more of a leash. They're not making the mistake of drafting another Evan Neal. They're not drafting another offensive lineman at 6. They could draft a wide receiver, but what good is that? The wide receiver is only as good as the guy throwing him the ball. Daniel Jones might not be able to get Rome Odunze the ball or Malik Nabers the ball if he's under duress behind that offensive line or if he's hurt on the sideline. So they have to draft their own guy to develop. That's the whole point. They have to have their own guy. It extends their time, and that's what Brian Daboll does. You can't have him here and have another down year and say, oh, well, we passed on the quarterback, and your quarterback be Daniel Jones with Gardner Minshew backing up and Tommy Cutlet as the third guy. 5-5-5, Cinco de Quito on the Fan. The Daniel Jones contract was set up for this. I just said that opt-out, like we're talking about the dead money. That's the most dead money, $85 million. The Broncos are willing to do that. That's nuts. Whatever. This was a contract structured this way. You heard Rich Eisen talk about buyer's remorse. I guess there's buyer's remorse, but you knew that this was something that you could get away from in another year. It's set up perfectly for a rookie to sit for a year. It's set up perfectly for Daniel Jones. Let's say he is Superman and he's healthy and he comes back and this guy is ready to play week one, which I highly doubt. Well, this young man that gets drafted, I'm going to say it's J.J. McCarthy. Maybe it's Jaden Daniels. Maybe it's Drake May. This young man that gets drafted, no pressure, kid, no rush. Sit and learn Daboll's offense. Go to meetings. Go to practice with him. And by the time you're ready to go, later in the season, whatever, good. So anyway, it's the Daniel Jones contract was set up for this. Like, it's just a perfect situation. They didn't pick up his rookie option. They didn't tag him last year like they should have. They paid him. It's buyer's remorse, but it's not that much money. It's not that much money. You have to get your guy. That was Cinco de Quito. Quito de Fivo on the Fan. Yosef, thanks for holding, man, all the way down in St. Louis, Missouri. You got it.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
You know, just had to get my Quito de Fivo.
Yeah, I know. So you actually just set me up exactly for my point. Also, I'm a big fan, by the way. You're a good man, Keith. You're a good dad, everything. I love the family talk. You're getting a little on my nerves tonight. We weren't talking so much sports, talking dancers and Brooklyn Nets and then autographs. I'm glad we get back to sports.
And cats.
So, yeah. You know, we also, and you said you got a big fan base over here, kids and all, and you're talking, you know, Jason Kelce, genitalia and all that, you know. Hey, so I don't like it, but whatever.
Hey, that wasn't in the show. That wasn't in the run of show. Marco did that, and I couldn't keep it together.
Gotcha, man. So you just set me up for this. You said that, you know, everything you're talking about, the Giants and Daniel Jones, and you got to change something up. So this is a perfect segue because I was actually going to rip on your Cowboys now. I want to talk about a winning culture.
If we must.
Certain teams in the league, we go every year. We talk Josh Allen, the Bills, we're going all the way with the Bills. Guess what?
They're losers.
I think we all pretty much know the Bills are losers. They're not getting over. I'm not just saying they're a bad team. Josh Allen's very good, but he doesn't have the winning touch. And despite the Chiefs not having the best season they've had in the regular season this year, no one's going to bet against Mahomes.
No, they know what to do in the playoffs. They sure knew what to do this year.
He is the man. And, you know, the Dolphins, they got Tyreek Hill, and they got these weapons. But guess what? With Tua at the helm, they ain't going nowhere. And no one will bet on them.
He's going to get big money, too.
Yeah, so the Dolphins going nowhere. Bills going where a lot of teams, and here's where even the Jalen Hurts Eagles, which was not the Eagles that won the Super Bowl, the Jalen Hurts Eagles, they're not winning a title. You got to get a real change in the culture over here. And it really starts with at the helm. And so the Cowboys, here we go, man. I mean, the Cowboys every year, oh, here we go. This is the year Jerry Jones gets all pumped up.
We got
CeeDee Lamb. We got Micah Parsons. Guess what? Dak, he's our quarterback. I say he's a franchise quarterback, but it's the same dang story every year, man. We say, we're going all the way to going to the NFC Championship. And who did your Cowboys lose to? The Jordan Love Packers?
Come on, man. Yosef, I watched. They said it was a soft landing spot. Nobody told me it wasn't a soft landing spot.
Yeah, you know what? You got to have more. You got to have your eyes. You got to have foresight. You got to know.
I do. Here's the foresight. They're never winning a damn thing under Jerry Jones. I'm aware. Trust me. I've gone through this for my whole life. I know.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Jerry Jones.
It's his fault.
You know, I'll say this. I'm from St. Louis, but I'm an LA Rams fan. I followed them even when they moved. We don't like Kroenke, but I'm an LA Rams fan.
Followed the Nets when they left New Jersey. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So when they had Goff, he made it to the Super Bowl 1 year, but after a couple of years, you know, McVay realized, and he's a smart man, McVay realized that Goff's not the man. He can play he's a decent QB, but it's a losing culture. You got to make a splash if you want to have a winning culture. So they went and got Stafford. And, you know, they won that year. They already had Aaron Donald. But when something's not working, you can't run back the same script every year.
We've been
talking Dak Prescott, the same script every year.
I'm there with you, Yosef. We're against it. The long and short of what you're saying is without the actual quarterback, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to make any progress with Dak Prescott, who I think is like 2-4 or 2-5 in the playoffs. I know that. You know that. But Dak Prescott has all the leverage. As we talk about Daniel Jones and them not picking up his rookie option and then them not tagging him, the Cowboys also didn't pick up Dak Prescott's rookie option. They tried to tag him. They tried to play cute. They tried to even give him a short-term deal. Oh, that deal's about to be up. You got to pay Micah Parsons. You got to pay CeeDee Lamb. And guess what? They're going to pay Dak Prescott big money again. They have no choice. But congrats to Dak Prescott and his girl, Sarah. They welcome their baby girl into the world. Her name is Baby MJ. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.